You've tuned in to the Lovely Travels podcast, where we talk about all things travel and adventure. My name is Emma Lovell, and I am lovely. I have a mission to visit every UN-recognised country in the world and raise awareness for mental health. Join me as we journey through my past adventures, speak to fellow travellers and interesting locals, all while following the journey to 195 countries. I'll be joined soon by my co-pilot, Darius, in Germany. You can follow my antics on Instagram at Lovely Travels and learn more about us at the website www.lovelytravels.com. But for now, it's listening time. Travel vicariously along with us. Welcome to another week of Lovely Travels podcast. This week, we're going to be interviewing one another. Well, namely me interviewing my delightful co-host, Darius, so you can all get to know him as well as I do, though, to be fair, I have some questions in here I don't know the answer to, so, you know, it's kind of, everybody gets to learn something new today.
I'm a little bit scared.
We did not discuss the questions prior, so it's going to be very ad lib. The first one is a tough one. Are you ready, Darius?
Yes. No. I mean.
Relax.
Of course I am. Born ready. Born ready.
Be you. All right. So question number one, who are you?
That's a deep one straight off the bat.
Now tell us a little bit about you. Give the Darius elevator pitch.
Well, I was born in Germany, moved to Australia when I was like four-ish, I guess, and then spent about 18 years in Australia and then moved back to Germany, and I've been here for 9. That's, I guess, where I came from. Who am I? It's a very deep question, Emma.
Giving him an existential crisis. Well, annoyingly and frustratingly for me, you've answered question 2 and 3 all in one.
Overachiever.
Yes, winning this quiz.
Who am I?
Tell me a little bit more about then, like, where you live. Again, I think we covered it in our introduction episode, but please
live
tell us.
Or lived?
No, live, like where you live now. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. No, I'm living in sunny Neuss, which is one of the oldest cities in Germany, actually. It was an old Roman settlement. And, you know, it's quite a lot of history in this part of the world. You know, we're about 10, 15 kilometers from Düsseldorf, and about 30 kilometers from Cologne, which are both, you know, quite well-known cities. Very close to the Dutch border, pretty close to the Belgian border, right in the sort of northwest corner of Germany, which is a very cool place to live. We're also in the, you know, on the outer edge of the Rhine-Ruhr area, which is the most densely populated place in Europe.
Wow.
Which is an interesting fact.
Can you not ask me that many questions about where I live? Because I certainly won't be able to answer. I'll be like, it's really pretty. In Australia.
These are just, you know, in addition to enjoying traveling, I also love having guests here. So I try to be a good host and have a few little factoids up my sleeve.
I can vouch for the good host. I have been to visit you in Neuss at least 4 times, I think 5. We did work this out one day. We should go and fact check that. But yeah, I've been there quite a few times, and Darius is an excellent host. So you are all invited. I will publish his address and go and visit him.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, we recently moved, so we have a spare bedroom / my office.
All podcast listeners, welcome. The password is podcast.
Yes.
Okay. Next question. Ruined this one. So, you also lived in Australia for a long, long time. Tell me about this.
Right. What do you want to know? It was quite a long time. It was pretty hard at the beginning because I was a little German kid who didn't speak any English. Some of my earliest traumatic memories are from starting school and preschool in Australia, not speaking a lick of English. It's not funny, but I guess it built character. What can I say? It was a bit difficult, but all in all, I wouldn't have it any other way. Growing up in Cronulla in Sydney, south of Sydney in the early... Hey?
The Shire?
Growing up in God's country, in the Shire.
Hmm.
I liked it. I mean, it was still is a great place. It has changed a lot. But, it's very fortunate to have spent so much time there.
And you did come back and live for a couple of years?
I did. Maybe 3 or 4 years, after I came back to Germany and finished school and then worked in a pub for a while and then got a job in Sydney, it was also quite a cool time. I don't want to reminisce too much, but it's interesting the way, sort of life takes you places, and for whatever reason, it took me back to Neuss, which my mum hates because she is also from Neuss and she spent, her early adult years trying to get away from here as quick as possible. And I just went straight back. But it's a nice place. It's very, we're right central in Europe. Lots of great people here. It's a nice little town with, I don't know, like 300,000 inhabitants, so it's not that little, but it feels good.
Yeah, and I am Australian, and we met in 2000 at high school in Australia.
Yep.
And it is very probably confusing for the audience because you sound very Australian, yet...
Oh, too right, love.
When you speak the Deutsch... You sound very German.
Wir können da vielleicht ein schnelles Beispiel von machen, oder? Was meinst du, Emma?
I have no idea what you said, and I prefer it if you spoke in English, because you could be saying really awful things about me.
Ich würde das nie im Leben tun. Es gibt überhaupt gar nichts Schlimmes über dich zu sagen. Das weißt du.
Ich liebe dich auch. it would be fun, actually, if you answer some of the questions in los dos lenguajes. That would be fun.
Kein Problem.
Okay. Curveball, what's your favorite color?
Black.
And in Deutsch, please?
Schwarz.
Oh, I didn't know that. Everybody's learning today. This is we didn't say that about this podcast, but it's actually just a secret language lesson. For me.
Oh, God.
Schwarz. Thank you. Okay. What has been your favorite country that you've
visited? Wow. That's a difficult question. That's a difficult question.
No, I'm going to ask you the same really question. Easily. Ask me. Go.
No, this is about me. I really liked the Netherlands, even though it's so close and, maybe not that exotic for someone living here, but I really liked the people, liked the language, which I've been secretly trying to learn.
Your secret is out.
And, I don't know, it's a great mix of cultures. They seem very open and friendly. Great engineers, really good at holding back water.
And how would you say the Netherlands in Deutsch?
Die Niederlanden.
Die Niederlanden. There we go.
So Many Germans still refer to it as Holland, which is a misnomer because Holland is actually a state in the Netherlands.
Stop flouting your intelligence, Darius.
It just oozes out, I'm sorry.
There'll be no oozing on this podcast, thank you.
Oh, they'll be oozing.
Okay, tough one. This is probably harder. What's been the least favourite place you visited? Or the least favourite country you visited?
The least favourite place.
And you can have your own reasons for this. Sometimes it's timing and sometimes it's like experience or the person or something. Like it's not necessarily the country's fault.
Yeah. Maybe not a whole country, but Los Angeles was pretty rubbish. Sorry, Los Angeles, but just not what I expected.
It's not as glitzy and glamoury as one might think.
No, what a dump.
Thought we weren't going to get
political. Again, it's not political, it's truth. I think, you know, and it always has to do with like what state of mind you're in, and it wasn't a good experience. It was very expensive at the same time, which was a bit disappointing.
Yeah. Would you go again?
I definitely would go again, and I would land there and then get the hell out of there as quickly as possible.
It's a good hub.
I think
good hub.
Yeah, it's a good hub, and I didn't use it for its hubness. I should have.
Well, and I'll say for Los Angeles, and I know it's not about me, but I'm very fortunate to know people in Los Angeles. So I have been a number of times and seen different sides of the city. And again, like we've said at another time, to see a place with somebody who lives see it through their eyes is a different type of experience. But even people who live there agree with that. So it's a fact.
Next time I definitely rent a car because I tried doing it all on public transport.
Yeah.
And public transport is atrocious.
No. There's your boo-boo. And you don't walk in LA. I wrote a blog about that. It's quite horrifying and scary.
It is. Yep.
Okay.
Probably all the stuff you shouldn't do.
Yeah. That's why we didn't like it. All right. Curveball. If you could be any animal, what would you be and why?
An octopus.
Why? How do you say octopus? They can, like,
change octopus.
No, in Deutsch.
Ein Tintenfisch. Actually, no. Ein Tintenfisch ist ein Squid. Octopus.
Oh, really?
It's probably Greek or something.
Oh. Okay. Why would you be an octopus?
They can, like, change colours and textures and... they're super smart, like little underwater aliens. Really interesting octopus fact. They actually have a super developed brain, but generally don't live longer than like 2 or 3 years. And it's very unusual in nature for smart animals not to live very long.
There you go.
Because usually, you know, like monkeys and birds, parrots, crows, stuff like that, they all... you know, they're very intelligent, but they also have quite a long lifespan. And octopus is kind of an outlier there because it, you know, it has this big old brain that knows stuff and it's very capable of learning and all that stuff. But then after 2 or 3 years, it just dies, which is a bit weird that it's wasted like that.
Or maybe it stops them from taking over the world. Because they're very...
I, for one, welcome our new octopus overlords.
There you go. Well, I'm going to fact check that with Matthew, and I've actually decided that your role, though, you know, the early Googling was a bit of a fail, but the
that we edited out
your role on the podcast is to fun facts with Darius.
Yes,
fact machine, not a fax machine. A fact machine.
Can I tell a joke in German?
Sure.
Was macht ein Clown im Büro? Faxen.
I don't understand. Is it bad in English?
No, not at all. It's
why is it funny?
So what is the okay, yeah. The joke explainer podcast. Here we go. Should I really? Okay, I'm going to do it. The so what is a clown doing in the office? And the answer is like sending faxes. But the word faxen in German is, you know, can mean sending faxes or the act of sending a fax, but it's also like, funny business, like making, like, what's the word in English? It's a play on words in between like sending faxes and doing clowny stuff.
I'm sure it's hilarious.
It's a great joke. It's a great joke.
Well done. Thank
you. I'm here all week, folks.
Thank you for bringing that to the podcast. Okay, I'm pretty sure back we're on topic. That. Where do you most want to go in the world?
Probably the Galapagos.
Oh, yes. Why?
For scuba diving.
Yes, scuba diving.
Apparently it's very tricky diving. It's quite challenging anyway. And but, you know, the animal life there is world famous. And I'd love to see it before we eat everything that swims in the ocean.
Yeah, that's a good call. All right. What mythical creature would you want to be?
Mythical, just any sort of creature?
Yeah, that mythical.
Doesn't exist. Godzilla?
Yep.
I think it's a solid choice. kind of evil and building stompy, but at the same time, like, protects Tokyo from, Mothra and all the other bad guys. So he's got, like, a symbiotic relationship, also a product of his environment. Quite a deep character, I think.
Yeah. I feel like you've thought about that a few times. These are actual questions that I use when I'm working with my clients on personal branding, because asking a question of someone like, who are you, is really tough. People can't always answer that. So I ask them other questions which say more about their personality. Like, you know, when you say that your favorite color is black, it means you're, you know, heartless and dead on the inside, you know. I would never say that. No, black has color meaning. I actually have my color meaning book in the other room. I'll pick that up later.
Well,
anyway, back on top.
Looking forward to the color episode.
I'm getting into the heavy. No, I think we're not going to go that far afield. Back to the hard questions. Darius, what is your favorite Simpsons episode ever?
Okay, settle down, folks. It's going to be a long one. I don't know. And in my old age, they're all sort of starting to run into one. It's like I've watched like a 30-hour Simpsons movie rather than individual episodes. But some highlights include...
Probably longer than that. A Simpsons...
Probably.
How many episodes are there ever? A lot. A lot.
A lot. But The Simpsons stopped after season 12.
That's a lot.
Still, yeah, up to season 12, it's a lot.
I mean, the reason for this relevance, this, if you asked me this question, it wouldn't really matter, but Darius is obsessed with The Simpsons. So carry on. Obsessed is not an understatement.
There's like bits. I don't know. I don't know if there's a certain episode. I like the episode where Homer's mum shows up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, good one.
I also like the one where Mr. Burns sells the power plant to the Germans. And the one where Homer eats the Mexican insanity pepper. That's a good one.
Yes.
Featuring Johnny Cash.
He goes on a trip.
He does. And it's not really an answer. I haven't. Okay, ask me again.
Well, you've one answer.
Yes.
What's your favorite Simpsons episode ever?
All of them.
Oh.
Anything, you know, golden era Simpsons, I could not possibly put, you know, one at the top. Mainly because I can't remember a whole episode.
So you love them all. Okay. This one has clearly been proven, but anyway. Can you speak more than one language?
I speak English kind of good. German, not quite as good. And then just bits and pieces that I've picked up traveling, which wouldn't really count as speaking the language, but, you know, enough to put a smile on a local's face. You know, thank you, hello, good morning, good evening, stuff like that.
What's your favourite hello?
In Czech, they say ahoy, which is kind of cool.
That's pretty fun.
I like Japanese because there's like lots of different ways to say it. Shout out to Mr. Riley. Cheers.
I like that in it's something that we don't do as formally in Australian English, or maybe not even in English, that I really love in, like, in Deutsch, in Spanish, in French, like you say thank you and then you say you're welcome, and it's kind of like a customary thing that you always say it. So if you say, you know, gracias, you say de nada, you say danke schön, you say bitte schön. Like, I really like that call and response, and that, you know, that's what you say. Like, I think it's, we don't always say, in English you might say thank you, but sometimes you say you're welcome, but sometimes you say no worries mate, or you're all right, or sometimes we don't actually answer at all. It's not customary that you have to. Sometimes we say thank you, like, you know, it should be you're welcome, but it doesn't as with other countries, I feel like it does call and respond a bit better. I enjoy that. Okay, last question. What was the last country you visited?
Germany doesn't count because I am here now.
No.
The one before that was probably, well, was it Poland? When did we go to Poland?
November.
It's possible that that was the last one I visited.
Huh. There you go. And this was getting to know Darius. So quickly, over the time, you're going to get to know us a lot more. Obviously, I'm sure the audience is bursting with questions for you, so people can...
Well, keep them to yourselves.
We should actually, we probably will set up a email. Probably should do that now.
Darius questions at...
Well, maybe we should have fun facts for Darius at gmail.com.
What, where people provide the facts for me?
Yeah.
No. That's not how it goes. I provide the facts.
Okay. There we go. That's been established.
That's the process. That's the process.
All right. There's no discussion on that one.
No, actually, yes. Send me facts about your country to facts@lpt.org.
You can't. What's LPT?
Lovely travel podcast.
It's lovely podcast LTP. Travel. No, if anything, it's going to be at lovely travel podcast. No, it's going to be at lovelytravels.com. So we'll do info@lovelytravels.com.
Podcast.
We'll figure it out.
Podcast at lovelytravels.com.
All right, we'll figure it out. Anyway, by the time you listen to this, it'll be figured out. If not, it'll be in the show notes. So ignore all this rambling. Thanks for your time today, and I'll see you next episode.
Sure will.
Bye.
And thank you, Emma.
Wait, we need to say bye in a different language.
So long, suckers.
No, that's just saying it rudely in English. Give us the Dutch way of saying goodbye.
Can we like plan this so at least it's language that I can speak?
All right, let's do Japanese then. We both know that one. Sayonara.
Sayonara.